You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll be talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the DC area about leadership. What's in the portfolio of these leaders? We're going to find out on Leaders Portfolio. Also, I want to remind you about the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards, where you can nominate an individual or business or even apply yourself. Categories include Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. We're looking for the best leadership businesses in DC. Please go to our website and nominate someone or apply. Maybe you have a client who's been incredible, or maybe you have a colleague, or maybe you want to nominate a rising business leader there, someone who's not a CEO, but they've really performed. And this is how to do it, leadersportfolio.com. Now in studio, Leaders Portfolio, the president, founder, and CEO of DKW Communications, Mr. Daryl Washington. Welcome, Daryl, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much.
Now, DKW Communications, based in Washington, D.C., is a small business provider of technical services, do approximately $22 million in revenues and nearly 200 employees. So give us a little background on what you provide.
Well, what we provide is IT services to different federal agencies, where we do a lot of information assurance. We do some software engineering, some software design. We do develop a system called Automated Director System for a couple of federal agencies. But we focus mostly on the DOD side.
And DKW, I'm gonna take a stab at this. Is that your initials, Daryl?
Yes.
Washington? I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it stands for my Daryl K. Washington.
Okay, good. And you received the 2009 USDA Small Disadvantaged Business of the Year Award, and also the 2008 award as well. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a big accomplishment to do it 2 years back to back.
And your main client is the federal government.
Yes, it is.
So you, it's interesting because, you obviously would be buffered by some of the stuff going on in the economic world. But what we're hearing some from CEOs is that the federal government, more people are trying to enter that space because it's where the money is right now in this economy. So talk about kind of how that's affecting you as a business.
Well, if you look back during the Clinton era, you had more companies on the commercial side that were staying away from the federal government. But now since the last 8 years previous under Bush, more companies have been more so trying to get into the federal space because it's been more so secure, lack of companies that have lost jobs because you got more work that's coming out of the federal government with things like the A-76, and all the stuff going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. But you also have the civilian agencies that are also pretty predominantly with requirements. So you have more companies now trying to get into the federal space than you would have had maybe 10 years ago. So it's a little more competitive than it used to be.
And so you've tweaked your model a little bit and looked for things that set you apart from other companies when you've proposal process.
Yeah, what we did was try to set ourselves apart from some of the other businesses. And what we did by that is, as being a small business, you have to look at what you really can offer the client to distinguish yourself from other companies. Because some requirements, if you look back 10 years ago, you could probably have 10 companies bidding on that requirement. But nowadays, you would have over 100 companies all looking at that same requirement. And some companies, you might even have some large businesses that are doing joint ventures trying to get in the same space. So what I did was I took a focus on, because my background came out in intelligence arena, was to set my company up as most of my employees be cleared. So we have about 90% of our employees that are cleared with top secret and above clearances. And that's a big, big difference for some small businesses. We also have a top secret facility clearance. So we focus on the Army, the Navy, and intel agencies.
And you'd done this work for other businesses before.
Yes, I spent a couple years, spent 9 years in the government, and then a couple years in working for several different other small businesses where I won over $100 million worth of business for them. So I said it was time for me to do my own business, my own company, and that actually gave me the groundwork to understand what I needed to do.
What were some of the lessons learned about what does work, and what are some lessons that you learned that doesn't work?
Well, some of the lessons learned, it was basically some of the, if you notice, a lot, there are a lot of companies out nowadays. And a lot of them fail because they don't take the right approach. Everybody think that you can wear more than one hat. In this arena, you need to have the right players around you. It's kind of like, I want to say, like when Michael Jordan was with Chicago, couldn't win the championship until he brought on Scottie Pippen and Cartwright and a couple other people to actually win those several championships back to back to back to back. So my philosophy was to find the right management team that could free me up to also go out and market my, sell my company to in front of other companies, because who can best market your company but yourself? So I actually hired a real good management team that I felt understood my philosophy, where I was going, that could handle the back office, operations, and things of that nature. And that's where it has helped me to be successful.
What do you look for in a management team?
I look for experience. In this business, I consider it a relationship business. So really got to have the key relationship. You got to understand what you're trying to accomplish. And you shouldn't want to have to micromanage somebody at that level. And so that's what I look for, some senior management with seasoned experience that's been around for a while.
Have you ever hired either management or, I mean, you have 200 employees, somebody who didn't work, and how did you determine this isn't going to work and I got to get, you know, end this?
Well, early on, you know, you go through that, you make some, it's called your learning
curve.
You know, you make your mistakes in the beginning. And that was about a 12-month period. And after that, you say, okay, well, it's time to move on and do something totally different. And that's basically how you learn. You is learn from your mistakes.
Excellent. Give us what was your biggest mistake or one that you want to share, and how have you adopted your leadership philosophy differently because of that?
Well, biggest mistake is you get a lot of people calling you, coming in, telling that you they can do all this marketing and sales and for your company, and they want these huge six-figure salaries. And basically, they hang around for six to 12 months and never bring you not one piece of business. So, you know, that's a learning experience. I've learned from that, and I always tell the next person that's coming along, when I'm trying to mentor another small business, is you got to watch as I call them, these used car salesmen.
That's good.
That will sell you an empty bucket, and you never get anything. So that's a good lesson learned for me.
Excellent, excellent. And you said you mentor small businesses. Do you do that actively, or have you done that?
Well, actually, I've set up working with a couple other companies that are just recently just got 8A or service-disabled veteran or veteran-owned business that I'm actually in the process of mentoring right now.
Excellent, excellent. Now, did you have someone mentor you?
Actually, I learned all my mine from working at another company, and I learned my stuff from the senior vice president at that company. He was more my mentor than my boss. And so he mentored me and helped me understand the whole marketing process, the proposal process, and the capital management. So I kept that philosophy under my hat.
Excellent. Now, your background is a BS in electrical engineering from Howard University. So you have, you deviated somewhat from that, from your bachelor's.
Right. I actually went in the federal government. I have a technical background, but I went in the federal government and learned what I considered. I wanted to learn the federal government side of the house. And then I left and went to learn the small business side of the house so I could actually learn what I needed to do when it came to starting my own company. So I had the best of both worlds.
Excellent. Excellent. And your areas of expertise are logistical support, facilities management, and systems engineering.
And software engineer, yeah.
And software, okay, excellent. And you founded this in what year? 2001, but you really started in September 2002. You said
that's correct.
What's been kind of the most successful period, or the toughest period, or we're now at 7 years. About
toughest period was to be honest, was the first 3 years, because the process was really slow. When you first getting started, you're just setting everything up, trying to find out where you want to go as far as office space. You still got to talk to people about benefits and all the right, put the right things in place to get an employee to come work for you. So the first couple years was the hardest time, and trying to get that first contract under your belt and then go from there.
And did you ever think in the beginning, and I ask a lot of entrepreneurs this, did you think you weren't going to make it at any point that first 3 years?
That always comes across. People always ask you that. But, you know, I always say you got two things. You got to be motivated, and you got to have inspiration. And I had both of those. So I never even let that cross my mind.
You just were so focused.
Stayed focused on that.
Did you know from the inception that you wanted to go after the federal government space only, or did you figure that out over time?
Well, my focus was to do federal and commercial, but with the economy the way it is, it has been more focused on the federal side right now than the commercial side.
And is that part of your, you know, 5-10 year plan, possibly to go into the commercial side?
Well, that's my 5-year plan. Yep.
What else are you I know you're thinking 5 years ahead. Where else do you see DKW Communications?
Well, we're looking at a couple of areas. You know, we're spanning into some other areas like into the intel arena, which is, you know, dealing a lot of stuff intelligence-wise for the government. And I actually want to actually mentor another small business along the way, guide them to the process we went through.
Excellent, excellent. All right, good, Daryl. Well, we really kind of appreciate having you on the show, and best of luck with DKW Communications in the future.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Building your management team and growing your employees from 200 plus and growing your revenues out.
I really appreciate that.
Daryl Washington, the president CEO of DKW Communications, and of course, Daryl's interview. You can find his bio. You can read about his company if you follow the link to his website, and his full interview, this entire interview, is going to be at leadersportfolio.com. And so if you feel like listening to this interview in a couple months or tonight, Daryl Washington, president and CEO of DKW Communications at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, also Riverwalk. They're a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. They're providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the leadership community in the Washington, D.C. area, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We really appreciate their our sponsors, and we really appreciate their commitment to leadership. I learned from these CEOs, folks like Daryl Washington and folks like Daniel Turner, who will be coming up on the show. And I learned leadership from them, and my goal for you is that you learn from them as well. Also, reminder to, I mentioned earlier in the show, the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards, that you can nominate an individual or a business or apply yourself. There's a couple of categories, but there's the Business Leader of the Year. We're looking for somebody who really shows leadership ideals. I know a lot of awards focus on revenues or growth or kind of successes. And this awards program focuses on somebody who has characteristics fitting of a leader. And so we thought, hey, you're the listener, you help us pick. And so there's going to be an independent panel of judges who helps determine that from the applications that we receive. And so get your nominations in and get your applications in, and you can nominate a few folks if you'd like. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here on Leaders Portfolio, and we will be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.